Hey, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Great. Is there anyone?
Well, I think there was some mumbling from your side, which is now very clear. Yeah, perfect.
Okay, great. Is there anyone else from your side or Persistence that will be joining us?
Yeah, I think the someone joining from the official accounts for more visibility. I'll be your kind guest today to talk about Stars, SDK Stars, and what we've been cooking.
Okay, great. We'll wait for the account to pop up and more people to roll in here, and then we can start our conversation.
Yep, perfect. How's your day been so far?
It's been good. Yeah, just been working, enjoying. Always something to do at Stargaze. And yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's been a busy day, but I think that's become the norm now, especially with the markets, everything that's happening. I think you can't not afford to have a busy day. It's around 11 p.m. where I am, but very happy to be here and chat.
Okay, great. All right, I see Persistence is up here. We'll get them in. Okay, great. Looks like we've got Persistence up here. I guess we can go ahead and get started with some intros. Why don't you guys tell us who you are and a little background and history behind Persistence.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, everyone. First of all, this is Aditya here from Persistence Labs. Persistence Labs is a major contributor to the Persistence One broader ecosystem. We've been a part of the Cosmos ecosystem since 2019. And I think we've been one of the earliest adopters of the tech stack, the ecosystem, what Cosmos offers. Initially, we started off by building out a product for real-world assets. So it involved a marketplace for commodity settlement. But long story short, I think we realized that it was going to be a bit too complex for our liking and also have a lot of regulatory uncertainty, and which is why we decided to pivot to liquid staking in late 2020. So this was just about the time when Lido was coming about, when our friends at Chorus One, Felix especially, put out the liquid staking research report, which serves as the holy bible for liquid staking until up to this day as well. And I think generally this also came like the idea or the light bulb moment to build out liquid staking in Cosmos actually came from the XPRT stake drop. So today, you might see that these airdrops to Atom stakers, to TR stakers, has become a very common thing, right? But back then when we were launching the XPRT token, and again, this is early or mid 2020, the infrastructure was basically not there for this to exist in a no-click fashion. So what we did was we invited stakers of Atom, Kawa, Matic to basically do a transaction to prove that they had these tokens. And then they essentially got a pie of the XPRT drop. And we saw like participation from multiple millions of dollars of assets in this stake drop. And then we were in a situation where we were very bullish on the Cosmos app chain thesis, the whole interoperable ecosystem thesis at that time. And we saw this trend come about that was essentially going towards the direction of how someone can maximize yield or how someone can lead to a more capital efficient world. I think it was a great recipe for us to kind of build out P-Stake, which is the first dApp on the Persistence One ecosystem or the Persistence One chain. P-Stake, is quite similar to Stride, Quicksilver, Marinade, Lido, wherein it is the liquid staking issuance protocol that's built on top of the Persistence One chain. So P-Stake is a multi-chain liquid staking protocol that's backed by Binance Labs, Sequoia Capital, Defiance Capital, and a lot more. PSEC essentially does the issuance of liquid staking for tokens like Stars, Atom, Osmo, BNB, DYDX, and a lot more to come in the future. But as I said, right, the whole idea that we had was to always go beyond this issuance, to always chase or like to always build a product that maximizes yield and security for users. Hence, the vision to be more of an ecosystem that's supported or that's built on top of liquid staking. So we launched a DEX called Dexter on the chain that would essentially do liquidity bootstrapping for these assets, for these liquid staked assets that are issued by PSTake, as well as stable coins and other tokens as well. So that served like a DeFi logo on the chain, first being PSTake as LST issuance, Dexter being LST liquidity. And soon in the next quarter, we have an external team that's building to deploy a money market on the chain as well. So that supports the yield aspect, the maximizing yield for liquid stake tokens altogether. And on the security aspect, so we recently announced, I think a month ago, that Persistence One is building the restaking infrastructure for Cosmos. And we're very excited about that. It is essentially something quite similar to EigenLayer that is doing on the ETH side, but also very different. While EigenLayer is limited to only restaking ETH, on Persistence One for Cosmos specifically, you can restake anything. And that anything can be literally any Cosmos token. So that could be a liquid stake token by PSTake, by Stride, or by Quicksilver, or by Backbone Labs, or any other liquid staking protocol that is out there. It can be a stable coin as well. So users can lock up USDC or USDT to essentially secure other services. And it could also be LP tokens. So for example, the Stars, STK Stars, LP token on Dexter, even that could be restaked. An LP token from Osmosis, from Astroport, that can also be restaked. And essentially, restaking for us is a trust marketplace, right? There is a supply of security that comes through these assets that I just talked about. And there is a demand side of things. And the demand side also, compared to EigenLayer, goes way beyond just active validated services. What we're looking at essentially is something as small but important as a relayer, while something as big and equally important as a fully fledged chain. So that's where we are in our 4 years of Cosmos journey. And it's been a very eventful journey for us in Cosmos. We've seen the highs, we've seen the lows, but we've kept our heads down, stayed building, and are very excited for this next phase of growth ahead.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's a really great overview and history of where you guys came from and what you're currently doing and some of your future plans. Can you tell us a little bit about this prop right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So for again, everyone's information as well, we launched liquid staking for Stars a couple of weeks ago. So just to also actually give a quick update on STK Stars before we get into the prop. Right now around 1.7 million Stars are liquid staked through PSTake. There's around 122K liquidity on Dexter, the DEX that I mentioned on the Persistence One chain. I think currently it is incentivized heavily with PSTake tokens to get that initial liquidity, to get that adoption, to get that awareness for Stars liquid staking out there. So currently, I think it provides around 105% LP APR. Obviously, this is subject to change of prices, and this is not financial advice. So please do your research when you look into these strategies actively. And then talking about the proposal itself only, so we put out a discussion, I believe, last week on the Stargaze forum to initially get a temperature check as well as get community feedback on how the Stars that is sitting in the community pool of Stargaze recently, how can that be put to better use for the benefit of the community. So, you know, it's essentially a Stargaze community-owned liquidity through PSTake and through the Persistence One ecosystem. So what the proposal essentially entails is it requests for 10% of the community pool, which is around 75.4 million Stars, as it is rightly highlighted in the name of the space as well. Half of this would be liquid staked with PSTake, so around 37.7 million Stars, while the other half would be paired as STK Stars, Stars liquidity on Dexter. Yeah, that's essentially what the proposal is. And there are certain benefits or like certain offerings that PSTake is putting on the table in terms of the Stargaze community, which is that usually how liquid staking protocols also work is that they charge a fee for auto compounding of staking rewards. So in the case of PSTake, it is around 5 to 10%. I think other protocols also charge a similar amount. But what PSTake would be doing for this particular proposal essentially to kind of not dilute Star stakers, but also in the benefit of the community pool itself, we'll be offering 0% fee charged. So essentially, the half of the 75.4 million Stars that are proposed to be liquid staked, there would be essentially 0% fee charged for liquid staking those. So there's no cost incurred for the community. And that would lead to around, if you consider, I think, a 14% APR on Stars liquid staking, around just no, shy of 5.5 million stars in generated for the community pool. So at current prices, that's somewhere around 150k US dollars. And beyond that, to kind of also show more alignment and also prove that, you know, we're not just here for that, we're also proposed a 20% revenue share with the Stargaze community pool. So all of the stars that is liquid staked with P-Stake, other than the community pool aspect, if that proposal goes through, we're open to sharing 20% of the revenue with the community pool directly. So what this essentially does is not only improve network security, not only improve network decentralization, because I'll come to that aspect later on, because P-Stake, unlike any other liquid staking protocol, has a very unique delegation model, which is also in alignment with how Stargaze as a network currently is. And this obviously also allows the community pool to grow faster than just a part of inflation going to the community pool. So that's essentially the proposal TLDR.
Yeah, you know, one thing we did kind of gloss over a little bit is how P-Stake handles governance, you know, compared to other liquid staking protocols. Can you expand on that a bit?
Do you mean governance or validator delegation?
Sorry, yeah, validator delegation in terms of liquid staked votes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's, you know, one of the most exciting features that we've built out, and also probably one of the biggest differentiators when it comes to P-Stake and other liquid staking protocols, because we wanted to essentially build out a system that allows us to scale it much faster than, let's say, humans would. So what we've built out is a very open, transparent, and decentralized system that essentially delegates to validators looking at on-chain data. So just to expand on that point, what we do is we look at on-chain data like validator voting power, governance participation, commission that is charged, uptime, slashing history, all these things. That's looked at daily by an algorithm. This data is picked up from the chain and essentially run through the algorithm to filter out the validators to select for delegations and the individual weightage for these validators. So essentially, as a validator, if you want to receive delegations from P-Stake, all you have to do is act in the best interest of the network. So you need to ensure that you participate in governance, you need to ensure that you have an optimal voting power, or rather you don't have that high of a voting power either. Then you need to ensure that you have great uptime to basically receive delegations from P-Stake. And this essentially, once these delegations are decided, it is also rebalanced daily. So we take into account, like, I think data from the last 90 to 180 days, and then it is also rebalanced daily. So what we ensure is a very open and transparent system that allows for every and each of the validator to become a part of liquid staking delegations.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's a big difference between some of the other guys. I also want to clarify on one thing that may have been a little confusing in the prop, is that the 75.4 million, you're essentially not charging a fee or persistence. If it goes through governance and they approve, it won't charge a fee on that. But the community pool will still be making 20% of the other liquid stake stars. So, for example, there's, I think, currently roughly 2 million stars, right? Liquid staked on persistence. So the community pool would be entitled to 20% of those rewards, which are essentially between 5 and 10% of the liquid staking rewards. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. That's correct. What we see this proposal also as is a major boost for liquid staking of stars. And whenever that, you know, that leads to more liquid staked with P-Stake, essentially 20% of all revenue would be shared directly with the community pool in the form of stars or STK stars token. Again, that can be something that is decided by Stars governance itself only.
Hey, great. And, you know, another thing that people ask questions about, are what are the other major differences between you guys and the other liquid staking providers, like, let's say, Stride? Like, why would the community pool want to have another liquid staking provider? What's the advantage for the Stargaze community in that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. And as I mentioned, I think one of the biggest differentiators that we have was the delegation model that I just explained. But then if you see from a tech perspective or even from a liquid staking perspective, there's not a lot of differences when it comes to the architecture or the infrastructure. It essentially is commoditized in a way that everyone works in a very similar fashion, which is also great for liquid staking, that it is entirely non-custodial at times. It works completely trustlessly through the use of IBC. So from a tech perspective, for any liquid staking provider, there's not much of a difference. Obviously, in terms of P-Stake, how it differs, the biggest point is the validator delegation model, The second biggest point is also fees that we charge. So for certain products, we charge as less as 5% fees compared to others that charge around 10%. And I think for this proposal particularly, it also comes with the fact that PSTEC is part of the Persistence One ecosystem at large. So it not only helps adopt STARS liquid staking, but also helps create more utility for the STARS token through SDK STARS. We're also committed to getting SDK STARS integrated everywhere in DeFi, because that adds another interesting avenue for STARS holders. And not only that, I think we see a lot of synergies with both the ecosystems as well. I think that's also highlighted in a significant portion on the proposal itself only. So for example, I think we've been speaking with the team at Geckies to see how we could essentially get some privileges or certain privileges for SDK DYDX or SDK STARS holders. So we want to be, you know, not just a liquid staking protocol, but we see this as a huge alignment and huge synergies between the Persistence One ecosystem and the Stargaze ecosystem. So I think that's a big difference there also, that we're looking at this not only from a perspective of staking and DeFi for STARS, but then seeing how well something like SDK STARS can get integrated into the NFT ecosystem on Stargaze. Because essentially, one of our biggest theses for Cosmos liquid staking is also that liquid staking will evolve from just DeFi native things. I think the potential for SDK STARS being integrated into Stargaze overall is very interesting, right? We could have, for example, certain creator-led projects be also something that gets a share of the STARS liquid staking revenue because they are contributing to the network, right? I think I saw a tweet from Rarma today that talked about that, you know, we need to give people more reasons to trade NFTs on Stargaze, which is actually on point. And that's how we also look at this, that this is another reason of how we can align people to perform the end action, which is, you know, trade more on Stargaze.
Okay, great. Yeah. Yeah. You talked about other ways to work together, and you guys proposed some ideas at the end of the proposal. Some of them were, you know, maybe like if you hold an NFT, a specific NFT, that may give you like a boosted APR or some other kind of incentive. Could you guys elaborate a little bit more on that? I know it's just kind of ideas right now.
Yeah, it's actually something we also have like a working tech doc for this. So it's much more than an idea. We've looked into this from a tech perspective, how something like this could work. So essentially, just you can look at it as, let's say, a privileged credit card, right? If you hold a certain credit card, for example, Amex in this context, you get certain privileges if you perform certain actions. So what we're essentially trying to do is replace that credit card with Stargaze NFTs, and not just, you know, the NFTs which are on the leading front like BatKits, but also involve a lot of the other creator-led communities that are forming on Stargaze. Because, you know, I think we personally, and I personally also, am a very big advocate for creator-led economy and how the change that it can bring about. So, you know, NFTs like Chop Chop, I think that recently went live. I think Shrimp Club is there. Pixel Squids are there. I think we'll essentially look to integrate that directly. So, for example, if you hold any of these NFT collections or any of these NFTs, you'd basically be able to get a boosted APR for providing SDK STARS liquidity on Dexter, or you could be incentivized to use SDK STARS a lot more than someone else, so that it aligns again, having the trading of NFTs grow on Stargaze through liquid staking STARS.
Okay, great, thanks. Let's go and look at some of the comments on the prop here, and also if you guys have any questions for Persistence in general or the proposal that they have on Commonwealth, please request to speak, and we'll get you guys up. You can also ask questions in the thread here. One of the big points of feedback was that 10% of the community pool is a large amount to request, right? I believe it's going to be the largest amount that's been requested at Stargaze so far. Would you consider lowering the amount, or like, why does it need to be such a large amount?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I know, I think I read this earlier from Irailos and Silver Fox on the community, the forum discussion. I think what we were looking at essentially at suggesting this amount was something that benefits the community pool one, which is why I think, you know, the yield that is able to gather through just simply liquid staking, whereas as compared to holding these tokens, should be substantial enough for the community pool to consider its benefits against, you know, the potential downfall that people are bringing about this, right? So that was a very big consideration. And obviously to help achieve other aspects of liquid staking as well, right? Whether it's improved network security or whether it's improved network decentralization, I think it also needs to be a considerable amount for that to actually play out, for PSEC to also prove its worth with the differences that it brings. And essentially, at the end, it was all about bootstrapping liquidity for STK stars as well. Bootstrapping an amount that, again, allows it to be integrated well within DeFi. And then for these use cases, specific NFT use cases, to also flourish. So I think it was majorly liquidity, network security, and decentralization of the network is where we kind of came to the 10% amount. And obviously, these are all suggestions from us in terms of the forum discussions. We will be waiting for the discussion to even mature, to get a lot more feedback. I think there's no rush from our side to kind of fast track this, to get community feedback first, hear every individual voice, and then act accordingly on that.
Okay, great. Thanks. Let's see here. Yeah, I believe that was the biggest question here. I want to request if anyone has any questions for Persistence, what future partnerships could look like. I believe the term for this deal is 1 year, right? After which that the communities can revisit the deal after a year and renegotiate the terms.
Yes, absolutely correct. And that's also for 1 year to begin with, but also with the condition that STARS governance can be essentially change at any point of time during the course of this term. So whether that's, let's say, maybe the STARS community feels that, okay, fine, maybe the amounts needs to be reduced, or maybe it needs to be increased. That would also be only possible through STARS governance. So that's the small caveat there, 1 year. But then STARS governance has the entire custody of these tokens, and also maintains the stance of changing the terms of the deal, because essentially this is for a benefit to the Stargaze community.
Have you guys done deals like this with other chains before, and what did those look like?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest example of this was the proposal 853 on the Cosmos Hub, wherein the Cosmos Hub deployed 600k Atom for STK Atom liquidity, like community-owned liquidity, on Dexter as well as on Astropod on Neutron. So that was, I think, one of the major deals that was done. There's also a good enough discussion happening on the DYDX forum currently for the DYDX community to liquid stake 5 million DYDX tokens with PSTake. More or less on the similar rationale lines. So that also has gotten a great amount of positive feedback. We're also waiting for more community feedback on that discussion. But the major deal that was done so far was 600k Atom from the Cosmos Hub.
Okay, great. Thanks. Yeah, so now you guys are in kind of like the liquidity building phase for Persistence, right? And for Dexter to get more liquidity on there and more use cases. And so STARS is kind of one part of that entire plan.
Yeah, it's also an important part of that entire plan, according to me. Because as I said, right, we obviously want to improve utility for STARS as a DeFi token as well, but essentially also push how we can push on NFT trading on Stargaze through liquid staking. I think that's an idea that's less visited, which we also want to open up with the forum discussion, with the ideas that we've put out, and also gather feedback, because I feel like that can be a big win for Stargaze overall.
Yeah, I believe we actually did just whitelist some DNOMs for auctions, and liquid stake assets is one of them. Another question we have in the comments here is, isn't staking $2 million in STARS going to diminish the APR for every staker? What's the impact for that look like?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think what we can personally do is maybe give a very detailed data oriented answer on the community forum itself only. But I think the benefits of it in a way outweigh, let's say, the possible diminishing staking rewards, because for an end user, that's only going to be very minimal. But from a community perspective, the Stargaze community pool is going to grow at an unprecedented rate with this proposal, as well as the utility of STARS. So I think it's all about maintaining that balance where as an individual staker, you feel like, okay, fine, this is diluting my rewards compared to the benefits that this is bringing to my STARS bag in a way.
Right, to increase the utility. All right, guys. Do we have any other questions for Persistence and the prop here? Do you want to say that, yeah, these guys, I know Persistence does love their NFTs. Whenever we've seen them at conferences, you guys have like a bad kid, I believe, like custom printed on your shirt to recognize exactly who everyone is. So that's I know you guys enjoy NFTs.
Yeah, I think I personally also like dabble with a few other collections as well, not just Batkids. I think it's always great to look at the look at what's coming next on Stargaze, because I think Batkids as a in general ecosystem wise has done a great job at bringing the eyeballs on Stargaze and Cosmos overall, right? But I do feel that there are a lot of underrated collections out there also for everyone to look into. And I think we also try to do our job, you know, kind of spreading the gospel of Batkids and Stargaze wherever we can, so that more eyeballs are drawn towards the NFT culture in Cosmos, which I feel is a lot different than any other ecosystem, honestly.
Awesome. We've got Signal up here. Welcome.
Hey guys, appreciate you coming up to talk about this prop a little bit. I had a question on the proposed custody of the funds. So if this is set up in a liquid staking setup, is this run through like a multi-sig? What's the setup? Just like my concern is ensuring that like Stargaze has control over funds that are delegated to any kind of program like this. Ultimately, because, you know, we've seen many times that maybe a multi-sig is set up for something and over time, maybe members move on or so on and so forth. So this is kind of just from a securities perspective, I suppose. But yeah, what are you proposing for custody of these funds?
Yeah. Hey, Signal, first of all, welcome to the space and thank you for coming on as a speaker and, you know, raising this point. So in our proposal, we've left that open-ended because we feel like the community needs to show their voice in terms of what they feel is more comfortable for the Stargaze community pool. So we've laid down, I feel, four options that of possible ways of doing this. I think one of them involves liquidity DAO to steward these things. Two of them actually involve TimeWave Labs, who I know is a very active contributor to the forum discussions on Stargaze as well. TimeWave Labs is actually in the process of deploying on Persistence currently. So as you recall, I talked about the Prop 853 that was passed by the Cosmos Hub. 40% or a big chunk of that amount currently sits on the Dexter pool. And that is currently actively managed by a multi-sig from very well-renowned and obviously long Cosmos Hub contributors. So what essentially TimeWave Labs would do is move it to a very trustless solution that doesn't require multi-sigs altogether. So those are two options that are also proposed in the implementation. And finally, the last option is the use of a multi-sig that involves Stargaze contributors, network contributors like validators or community members as well. So that's actually something we were hoping to get active feedback from the community as well as putting forward our rationale of what could be possible. Anyway, I think it can always depend on the Star's governance as well. If, let's say, in the interest of feasibility, something like a multi-sig solution was proposed to ensure that the Stars are liquid stake, the LP tokens, the LP position is provided. The multi-sig could then also move these LP tokens to the Stargaze community pool so that the control entirely is in the hands of Stars governance. But it can also be moved to some other solution that, let's say, tomorrow if TimeWave natively deploys on Stargaze, and if you want to move these LP position to TimeWave, Stars governance can do that as well. So I think it's more of a what fits in the moment as well as what's safe enough, as you rightly pointed out, as well as what's entirely controlled by Stars governance, because essentially we would not want to take custody of these funds altogether or at all.
Okay, great. I appreciate you answering that. And just a follow-up question I had was, have you had any communication with the Liquidity DAO while you're putting together this proposal? Did you get their feedback before putting this on Commonwealth, or yeah, what's that communication been like?
Yeah, I think if I'm not wrong, we did reach out to someone from the Liquidity DAO. I'll again have to maybe confirm once, but we did definitely speak to TimeWave Labs about this before putting it out, because I think they had put out some other discussion before this also to have like a Stargaze governance control proxy account on Neutron, if I'm not wrong. So we had spoken to them, but then I think we were just waiting for more active feedback on the implementation of this to essentially kickstart that conversation, because we wanted first for people to kind of get used to or be open to the idea of this happening and then worry about implementation. Because essentially, if there was some hard opposition to this, which, you know, in this case, which is great that it is not there, I think a lot of community support is there. We want to kind of move it step by step in this whole process and not, let's say, put ourselves too ahead of it either.
Okay, cool. That's all for me. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Signal. So I guess what are some of the next steps for this prop in your view? How much more feedback would you like to have? When would you want to put it on chain for a vote? Are we going to see other developments on Dexter related to Stargaze by then?
Yeah, as for developments, obviously we have the liquidity pool live. It's bootstrapped to almost 130K in liquidity. That still is in the phase of, I would say, bootstrapping. We will continue to heavily incentivize that pool for more, you know, let's say more retail adoption, as well as more people getting used to the idea of Stars liquid staking. And in terms of timelines, I think there is no hard set timeline as such, but I feel like with the support that we've gotten on this proposal, we'd first want to reply and kind of communicate our thoughts on all the community feedback that is currently posted. And then second, I think majorly discuss around the implementation aspect of this also, because we would want a majority of the community to be in line with what we are suggesting as part of implementation. And consequently, we're looking to put, I think, a proposal next week if all goes well in terms of if there's no new point of feedbacks. But then, yes, we would want to wait for everyone to put out or raise as many points as possible, as many unique points as possible for this before going ahead and putting the on-chain proposal.
Okay, great. Thanks. Speaking of more comments and feedback, I want to ask if anyone has any comments or questions for Persistence about liquid staking in general, about this prop, about their role in the cosmos. Please pop up to speak and we'll get you answered. Also, feel free to type in a question in the thread here. I think we've covered everything pretty well, but is there anything that we didn't cover that you'd like to mention?
I don't think so. I think you've covered pretty much all aspects of Persistence, Pstake, Dexter, what our mission is, what we are looking to do in Cosmos, as well as the rationale behind this proposal. Just one thing that I would want to highlight again is for people to, you know, actually visit the section about the synergies point that I mentioned of how we can leverage liquid staking of Stars to promote the trading of NFTs or to promote NFTs on Stargaze directly. So we've put out some ideas for that, like we discussed at the beginning of this space as well. But I'd really love to get a lot of feedback or a lot of ideas from the Stargaze community, which we are, you know, if we see that idea that is something great for that benefits both the ecosystems, we would absolutely take that as a priority to implement from a technical as well as product perspective. Because I do personally believe that, you know, I think NFTs can have very, very great use case to promote DeFi in Cosmos. And I think no other better token like Stars or no other marketplace like Stargaze to, you know, help adopt that.
Hey, first of all, thanks for putting this together, because I feel like having these conversations is just so much better than reading the proposals on the forums for some of us who have to read like tens of them in a day or a week. But yeah, I guess my only question is around the fact that this would be 10%, if I'm not mistaken, and I've been on and off this call, so I might have missed the answer, but just the fact that it's around 10% of the community pool, do you guys at like Persistence feel like that's justified just in terms of the ask? And, you know, like all the other projects within the Stargaze ecosystem. And yeah, they're, I don't know if you get my question. Is it like, is 10% of the community pool? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, hi, Vinny. Nice to speak to you again. And thank you for joining in on the call and on board and asking this question. I think we did answer this at the start of the space, but happy to take you through the rationale once again. I think from our perspective, we came to this amount from something that would be deep enough liquidity for SDK Stars in general, for its DeFi use cases, as well as any additional NFT specific use cases that we build out. So one idea that we also had was to have NFT holders get additional boost or additional benefits for using SDK Stars in DeFi. So that is one aspect of it, was the initial liquidity amount that would be sufficient enough or abundant enough for DeFi to prosper. Not just DeFi for DeFi specifically, but in a way NFTFi also in this context. So that was one thing. The two other things was, I think, something of an amount that was considerable enough for the community pool to grow in size at a substantial amount, as well as Pstake to prove its benefits with the delegation model that it has and with adding more security to the chain. So I think that is where we came about with this number. And I think, as I said earlier as well, we're very much open to feedback. This is just a proposed number. And once we get enough consensus, we would go ahead with the amount that the community feels is right.
Sweet. Thanks for the answer. Like I said, it's so much easier to just have a conversation than to like type back and forth on the forum. So appreciate the answer.
Yeah, absolutely. No worries. And thanks, Vinny.
Thanks, Vinny. We have Super Era. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. All right. So, well, thank you for having me here. My question is actually not as much about the proposal. I've read the proposal. I've shared my thoughts there. I've been with Persistence team, I suppose, since the time they had their TGE. I've been active in the NFT space in Cosmos since the time, you know, Stargaze, Omniflakes, and other marketplaces came up. But I always, you know, wanted to have one of the Liquid staking token be available to mint NFTs. And now that we have SCK stars available, and now we will be having this proposal where the partnership would be growing, just wanted to come up as a fanboy and ask if we will be seeing an option on Stargaze where I'm using my SCK stars to mint my favorite NFTs.
Hey, your question was, you want to be able to mint a collection in SDK stars?
Correct. Oh, no, not collection as such. I won't be probably launching a collection. I wanted to see if, like, you know, we have other tokens on Stargaze, like Stardust token was launched, where we could mint NFT collections. Will we see NFT collections also available where we can use SDK stars to mint NFTs, maybe a Batcat, maybe any other NFTs on Stargaze?
Yeah, so you're talking about mint. So minting is like the primary sale, right? So that's on Launchpad. And there's currently the ability to mint in, I believe, in USDC, Atom. Stardust was also an option. And if you're talking about trading on the marketplace in the secondary, like for Bad Kids, right now it's only denominated in stars. But I do think it can make sense to have liquid staked stars as for the marketplace. We did recently add different denom options for auctions. So you will be able to bid on auctions with like USDC. Well, you'd be able to list an auction in USDC or Atom or another liquid stake token.
Great.
I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, mostly that. So again, do you think we will be able to trade NFTs with liquid stake tokens like SGK stars in the future? Is that something probably which is a possibility? And if it is, I've been active in liquid staking ecosystem, and I've been active in NFT space, and it would be wonderful to see both come together, and where we are able to use our stake tokens, liquid stake tokens, to even mint NFTs. And I'm sure when the creators would find value there, where they're getting liquid stake tokens, and even before they're using it or reusing it, while they are there in with them in their wallet, it's also earning the staking rewards for the NFTs they are selling on the marketplace. So yeah.
Yeah, so that's why, yeah, I think it makes sense to be able to put offers, right, in liquid stake tokens, because you're pretty much like kind of giving away some of your liquid stars to hold up in an offer, and you're not earning any rewards off that. So for that, I think it makes sense to have liquid stake tokens for there. But in terms of like the general marketplace, that's like a wider question, right? Like I don't know if we want to have like a ton of different denoms in the marketplace. Right now, I think it makes sense to have like one unified denom, which is stars. But it's definitely something that's come up like more than a couple of times, and I think it's something we should definitely explore.
Well, thank you for your time.
Yeah, and I see we have Breads on. Welcome, Breads.
G'day. I've been hanging out with too many Australian people. I guess it's not funny because no one knows that I don't have an Australian accent. Maybe If you knew, then I anyway. I have a question. My question is, what?
No, sorry, I was just asking, were you hanging out in Bali by any chance?
No, but no. I would feel too weird trying to do a Bali accent right now. You know,
no, because there's a lot of Australians there. That's why.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Maybe now I can go to Bali. I'll put on my Australian accent and I'll be one of the people.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Good question. Will owning 10% of the community supply or pool give you excessive voting power on future proposals?
Great question, sir. First of all, just to clarify, there would not be any custody of tokens. So Peacetake would not be able to vote on behalf of these tokens. It simply would be facilitated by the Stargaze validators. And I was just explaining how Peacetake's delegation model works and how it is different compared to other liquid staking providers. So essentially, Peacetake delegates to validators that act in the best interest of the network. What I mean here is we have an automatic decentralized algorithm that looks at on-chain data every day, like voting power, like governance participation, like slashing history, uptime, commission, and essentially filters out validators depending on some criteria. And once we have that criteria of validators, that filter of validators, the algorithm also assigns weights to individual validators that essentially leads to a scenario that that ends up the network being more decentralized. So that's how delegation on Peacetake works. And what this allows Peacetake to do is scale up to supporting as many validators as possible that satisfy this criteria. So essentially, as a validator, if you want to receive delegations, you act in the best interest of the network. And if you are acting in the best interest of the network, you are probably one that is, you know, actively participating in governance and having your thoughts out there too. So long story short, it does not result in vote power, let's say centralization, because Peacetake essentially supports a ton of validators. I think for Stars, let me just quickly, we have a UI on the Peacetake dApp that allows you to look at this data in real time, as well as very transparently too. So if I just quickly look at this, the number of validators that Peacetake supports. So that's peacetake.finance/stars/validators. That's the UI we've built out for this very specifically.
Feel free. So also, if anyone from the persistent team wants to post any links in the chat, feel free to.
Yeah. So currently we support, the number is ironic, but we support 69 Stargaze validators currently. Which is,
that's a perfect number. What are the odds?
Yeah.
What are the odds?
What are the odds exactly?
Okay, I mean, we've gone past my point of expertise, but I appreciate you explaining that you don't actually have custody of the stars. Okay, thanks. Yeah. Gotta go, but love you.
Yeah.
Nice meeting you. And
thanks a lot. Love you, and have fun in Bali.
good eye. I'll catch you later.
Thanks for popping in there, Breds. Appreciate the question. And let me see, I think we may have another one here. There's a question from Jim. What's the process? Like, when would the stars be added to the pool?
I would imagine if the proposal is passed, it would be around a week's time, depending on the implementation that the community chooses for. If it's, let's say, a multisig approach temporarily, it would involve just IBCing these stars. Proof persistence first, liquid staking half of it, adding liquidity, and essentially that liquidity sits there. It's around 3 transactions that need to be done by that multisig, which can, depending on the availability, that's the major blocker there. But once the proposal is passed, I would imagine not more than a week for the liquidity to essentially be added.
Okay, great. Thanks. Jim, I think you all have questions about the APR as well. And I believe Persistence will post some data about how staking $2 million in stars would affect that. So keep an eye on the forum for that.
Yep, absolutely. We'll do that first thing.
All right, guys. Do we have any more questions or comments for Persistence here on their proposal? Please request to speak. Yeah, I think you guys have covered everything pretty well. And the conversation is always open on the forum, and I assume with you guys wherever on Telegram and Discord. And we can always follow up in the future. But yeah, this has been a great chat.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been my pleasure to speak with you as well as the broader Stargaze community. I think we've gotten a good amount of feedback, a lot of interesting points as well. But again, I think you just wanted to reiterate that we'd love to hear more ideas on how liquid staking can drive NFT volumes on Stargaze.
Thanks. Yeah, you know, we have a lot of creators still here in the audience. If any of you guys have any questions on how you can, you know, take advantage of SDKs or how SDK stars, either on Stargaze or on Persistence, maybe with Dexter, please pop up and see how you guys can work together. We'll let them ponder that for a little bit, and maybe they'll leave some replies on the forum here.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, guys. Well, Aditha, it's a pleasure having you and some of the Persistence team here. Thanks again for the prop, and we'll follow up online.
Yep, absolutely. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Ruwan, for being such a kind host and ensuring all points where the community is heard. Yeah, we'll stay in touch on the forums.
Okay, great. We will chat soon. All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds, fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place, smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.